This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we're back. We take you till about 2 here on the program. If you want to get in, you can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Ron from Michigan says, good afternoon, gentlemen. Will you have fantasy football consultants on the show like you did when you were on the radio if the season is able to take place? Yes. Yes, we will do our best to get some fantasy football on every week on the show. I promise you that once it gets going. Yes, no doubt about that. Let's hope we have a season.
You're in a more serious and have been for years. The basketball. Bro, where are you guys at with your fan?
They couldn't do it because it was canceled. Yeah.
Do you lose your rookie keepers, that three or four?
No. You lose a year.
Okay, so the year does count.
Yeah, we've kind of played almost the whole season.
Okay.
We were right on the brink of the playoffs.
I'm just saying because of the
only
fact
a couple weeks left. Yeah.
Because of the fact that the fantasy didn't have
but they played.
Maybe
the whole year.
You would get your year of.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to do that, but I think we.
Because if they take away the year, how do you lose the year? It's eliminated.
Crazy, yeah.
You know what stinks, man? I was like third, but I was like scoring. Like the last 5 weeks, I had like the high score each week, like I was coming. And for it to end, man, you know, I was on the brink.
It is what it is. Armando says, you know, I'm an Eagles fan, Big O, and those Deshaun comments were absurd. As always, if there's a special teams guy, he's likely cut on that spot. Dope shirt and face covering, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. We got a little it's Inter Miami today, man. We gotta sport the colors today, man. We gotta get ready for the match. Can't wait for it tonight. What's it called? We got a bunch of things that I want to talk about. Just a little bit off of the beaten path. Did anybody see Madonna share a topless photo? And
is this an old photo or a new photo?
No, brand new. Brand new, 61 years old. She just put out a photo, and it's topless. And, you know, I just want to say, I just want to tell Madonna that she's no longer the material girl. You know, when I was in high school and she was pumping the floor on the MTV Music Awards in that wedding dress.
Like a virgin.
In that wedding dress, she was smoking hot, dude. Okay, I gotta admit, I had a thing for Madonna back in those days. I thought she was smoking hot. She had it going on. But she's 61 now, and she looks, you know, 61. I know she's, like, in good shape, like she's skinny, but her body doesn't look good. She doesn't look good anymore. You know, it just, when you're 61, you should kind of stay covered up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're 41, you pretty much need to stay covered up already at that point. But she's 61. She's not a boy toy anymore. She's not the material girl. Okay? She's a used bag, not a material girl. Remember, she hit life hard, bro. All right? This woman partied. This woman, you know, had sex like a porn star practically. All right? So, you know, And the odometer went around a couple of times. I'm just saying. Madonna, hide the pictures. Stop scaring the kids. Please.
Do you remember?
She's got kids. Think about that. No. Think about your mom sharing nude pictures. How does that make any sense? Right? Can you imagine Madonna's kid has to, and social media and everything else? Hey, saw your mom. It's like, yeah. Really, mom? Do you have to do this? Do you have to put me through this? You know? Ugh. That is just brutal, dude.
Do you remember the shot that was about 8 or 10 months ago of her at the club and it had her butt and like how it was horrible?
Yeah.
I have to say
she's 61.
That this. this frontal shot is way better than the back.
Of course.
Okay?
So she's 61.
She picked the right side.
Yeah, but it still doesn't look good, bro. It just doesn't look good. You know?
She's somebody's... Is she a grandmother? Has any of her kids had kids? Like, is she a grandmother on top of, you know?
I don't know yet.
Because that compounds it. Not just the mom thing.
Well, Lourdes,
grandma.
Lourdes is old enough to have kids. I know that. I don't know the name of her other kids. They're younger. But if I remember correctly, Lourdes is the first one. And she's got to be in her early 20s now. That would be my guess right now, that she's somewhere in her very early, either 19 or 21 or 22. But she's got to be already old enough to have kids. I don't know what it is, but all I'm saying is, you know, give it up, sweetheart. Wow. You are past your prime, okay? Super Boom Shack goes, remember those old penthouse photos with her hairy armpits? Yeah. Yeah. And those photos were still kind of hot because she was young then. She also had the jungle, too. Back when the women had the jungle and not the shaved runways that they now have.
Didn't Miss America and her have, like, the nudes came out on them, like, within months, right?
You mean Vanessa?
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
They were around the same, like, boom, boom.
I don't know if it was, but it was around the time, yeah. When Madonna was young, I wanted to see her dressed in as few clothes as possible. Now I want to see her dressed for an Arctic expedition. That's right. I'm with you, dude. Cover yourself up completely. Okay? Completely. Tremolio says, if most guys are like me, I'll hump anyone willing to give me a handout. I'll take Madonna in that state. I think it was John Lennon who said, everyone needs some love. Oh, Tremolio, you, bro, are a trip. You are a trip. You are definitely one of the more entertaining listeners here on the program. That's for sure. All right. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. I saw where Rex Burkhead, did you see this? The running back for the Patriots. And it reminded me of something. He is going into the final season of a 3-year deal. He's had a couple of injuries, too. He reworked his contract, and according to Field Yates, the running back will take a pretty noteworthy pay cut to stay with New England. He will get $550,000 to sign the new deal, but his base salary will drop from $2.5 million to $1.05 million. So they've been strapped salary-wise, which is amazing because they're not even paying Cam any money. And they're and it gives them almost $1 million that they needed in flexibility, according to Field Yates. And this is something that maybe a Rex Burkhead has to kind of do, and some guys will do it for the Patriots. That's only going to happen another year or two. Okay. Pretty soon, you're going to see people that are going to refuse to take a pay cut, and they will leave the Patriots and get cut or move on. Do you know why? They're not going to have the same kind of success they've had in the past. Okay? Yes, I am willing to go out on a limb and say the Patriot dynasty is over. The Patriot great run is over. Okay? I don't think they're going to be an elite team anymore. I think they're going to be a middle-of-the-run team. They're going to be flirting with 8-8 every year, just above it, just below it, whatever. And then players will say, you lost the magic. No, you lost Tom Brady, but you lost the magic. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this guy is the genius. Maybe he is going to have another run with another quarterback. Maybe he does. And maybe I'm wrong. But I'm going to go out on the limb and say the run is over. And when you see these... I just want you to mark this down and remember this conversation about Rex Burkhead, okay? In another 2 years, those kind of moves will be met differently by agents and players. Because after a couple of years of, football, people are going to say, maybe he's not that guy anymore. Okay? You'll see. I'm telling you, I saw that and I go... This is something that is going to end shortly. I'm telling you, guaranteed, it's going to end early.
You know, the higher you are, when you fall, the fall is greater. And they have been dependent. They're at the top. Mm-hmm. So this fall is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Going to love every minute of it, man.
I am. I am going to love this every day, every second.
You know what needs to be the song? Free Falling.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. I can't wait to watch them free fall. Now, Disney World, known to give you a great experience as a customer, right? Well, the union representing Walt Disney World cast members in Florida and Disney DIS is not testing employees for the coronavirus before they return to work, including stage performers who cannot wear masks. Shares of the Burbank, California entertainment giant last check were down 1.2%. Last week, Disney said it was delaying the planned reopening of its Disneyland and Disney California Adventure theme parks after being closed for months due to coronavirus. Disney operates four theme parks and its Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, which attracts 150 million visitors a year, has planned a phased reopening slated for July 11th. That's this weekend, folks, this Saturday. So if you're going to Disney, just want you to know that Walt Disney World isn't testing their employees. And that should make you feel really good about going to that park. I was thinking about this. I don't know what the cost is, but apparently they don't pay Disney employees really well. Okay? And how much money does it cost to test all those employees? It's a lot of expenses. And you can't charge them. You have to provide it. I'm just saying, if this is true, you know, it says testing is reportedly required for Disney movies and television production. Roughly 16,000 people signed a petition to Orange County Mayor Jerry Dennings and Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer to delay the July 11th Disney opening. It's deeply disturbing that while coronavirus cases in Florida surge, Disney is refusing to provide regular testing to one of its few group of workers in the park who, by the very nature of their jobs, cannot use personal protective equipment. Now's the time for Disney to pause, focus on the science, and put the safety of their actors and stage managers first by making regular testing available. The fact that it's unconscionable. It just is. It's irresponsible to every level. You're Disney, dude. You got plenty of money, okay? If your bottom line's being hurt right now, well, then so be it. You need to take the hit. It's that to me, I saw that and I was like, really, dude? Disney is not going to test. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Go hang out at a park, sweat my ass off. You know, I got to worry about touching rails, and which I normally don't, but I got to worry about it even more. And the people welcoming me to the park are welcoming me with coronavirus. And they're just spitting droplets all over the place. So I can go. So in other words, you know what? Guess what? You know what it is? When you walk into Disney, okay, that scene in Filler Magic when they spray you, that's exactly what's going on in Disney all throughout the park. All their employees are spraying you with filler magic or filler COVID, and they're not testing them. How in the world is that even possible?
You know what's shocking? We always joke about Disney standard.
Uh-huh.
This is so not Disney-like, bro.
Well, no, they don't pay their employees well. Apparently, this is Disney-like. You know, it sucks to be an employee there, right?
I've heard that they take advantage.
Yeah, apparently it's
the
not,
only thing you get is the passes, but other than
like the pay is not very good.
No.
So if you're not also going to do that, I mean, come on, Disney, let's go, man. I love Disney, dude. But come on, treat your employees a little better. And, you know, for a guy like me now I know this. Not that I was going to go anyway, but it's pretty irresponsible if you're really not testing people.
Their corp is all about dollars, man.
Yeah.
And the profit margin. You know, they're really hard about that.
That's everybody now. That's everybody now. Everybody's just worried about the bottom line. They're not worried about people's health. You know? Gotta admit, Disney is a clean park. No, it is. I love Disney. I love Disney. But it's a shame that, is this what you're doing with your employees? You're not testing them? That's not good, dude. I'm telling you. So if any of you even had a crazy notion of going to Disney this weekend or the next or whatever, just know that you're at a higher risk there than what you would. So the NBA and Major League Soccer can find a way to create their own bubbles of safety in Disney, but Disney's not going to create a bubble of safety for their park. That's, you know, what can I tell you? I just think it's – DJ Gallagher says, I worked at Disney for their IT department from 97 to 2000. Aside from actors and actresses on the big screen, they pay literally 60% of the market rate for most jobs. Wow. That's bad, dude. That's bad. Rosendo says, good time to buy Disney stock. Robert says, would you trade for Chris Jones for a second or third rounder? No, I would not. I would not, because you got to give him $20 million right now, and I'm not giving him $20 million a year, bro. I'm not trading a second. Plus, they're going to want more than a second rounder, my man. I love fans that come up with a cheesy-ass trade, right? Hey, listen, we can have this guy for a second or third rounder. First of all, Chris Jones is going to go for no less than a first rounder. You're talking about one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, one of the five most disruptive linemen in the NFL. You think he's going to go for a second or a third rounder? You're going to have to give up a first rounder, maybe even more, maybe a later pick, like a fourth or a third on top of the first. And you're going to have to give him a big signing bonus and a big contract. And you're not ready to win a championship. If you were ready to win a championship in 2 years and you're a Chris Jones away, that's when you make the move. But you don't make it now. No. So, no, it's not a... And by the way, I'm pretty consistent on this. Most people, when they ask me about this, I pretty much tell you I'm not trading picks and giving cash. Can't do that. Can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Not smart. They can draft their own guy and find them over the next couple of years. And that's it. And hey, maybe they have them. Maybe one of the guys they drafted becomes one of those type of dudes. And you don't have to pay him for 4 or 5 years. That's kind of the trick. You know what I mean? You want to try to hit on your draft picks. You cannot buy your way to a championship. The problem is that you, sir, who sent that in, you are programmed to go about the way the Dolphins used to go about their business, which was incredibly dumb. And that's dumb management of your cap, that you have to give away a first rounder and a ton of cap space. Nope. I'm not doing that. Can't do it. Won't do it. No, 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 no. Now you got a chance at maybe finding one of your own in the first round, and then you don't have to pay him for 5 years. I'll take that instead. At least four, because you got to pay him before that fifth year. You got to give him that new contract for sure, if he's obviously a baller.
I was thinking about this. Would it not be smart for Kansas City to trade him and get loaded with picks from him to help their cap situation, right?
Yes, it would be exceptional. Although, if you feel you're a Super Bowl team again this year, if you trade him, there's a good chance you're no longer a Super Bowl team anymore.
He's one of those players you can't replace.
He's Mahomes on the other side.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He's their Mahomes. He's like the difference maker on defense.
Definitely. Without him, they don't win that Super Bowl.
He changes everything you do on defense. You know? Yeah, you need Mahomes. You need Tyreek Hill. I mean, those kind of guys. You need Kelsey. Those guys are special.
He's one of those guys talked about. You cannot replace. You're not going to plug in.
Chris Jones is a monster, bro. When he's playing, that guy is as disruptive as it gets.
If he leaves your team, you're not going to get that production back from whoever you get. Nope.
Let's go over a little music news. How about that? Let's do that. Phil Collin, with Def Leppard. This is kind of, well, one is, you know, it's kind of a, kind of make me iffy there, that news. And then the other one's kind of funny, okay? Because you got to know Phil Collin, okay? Here we go. He put, it's 50-50 that Def Leppard Stadium Tour, along with Motley Crue and Poison and Joan Jett, will commence in 2021. When asked if he was confident, he said, I honestly don't know. I'd say it's 50-50. If everyone does what they're supposed to do, then we'll be there next summer. Despite hesitation, Collin insisted he's really looking forward to getting out on tour, admitting that he and his fellow rockers have been gearing up for the original trek before the coronavirus forced its postponement. Me and Nikki Six were talking about getting in shape for it. We were like, how you doing with all this stuff? And it was awesome. And then we pulled the plug, Collin explained. So we actually have got a year to look even better, so it will be cooler. Okay, first of all, that's the dumbest statement in the world by Phil Collin. Nikki Six may need to get in shape. We know Vince Neil needs to get in shape. Maybe Joe Elliott needs to get in shape. If there's one dude that never, I mean never, needs to get in shape, is Phil Collin. For those of you that don't know, he's the guy that never wears a shirt. He's in his 50s, and he's got a six-pack of abs. Okay? Cut to the bone, bro. The other thing, I give him credit, impeccable skin. Like, he's a smooth-looking dude. And you're like, aren't you in your 50s, dude? Aren't you supposed to have, like, a couple of, you know, sunspots and growth and whatever, all kinds of things? And it's like, how the hell do you look like that? And Nikki Six, if he told Nikki Six that, and Nikki Six knows Phil Collin, it's like, Phil, what do you need a year for, dude? You probably look impeccable right now. You're probably doing push-ups and sit-ups as we're talking. Seriously. I mean, come on. I saw it. I was like, Phil Collin needs a year to get ready. Get the hell out of here.
Nikki's asking Phil to put his shirt on because he's giving him a complex.
Yeah. I mean, who the hell wants to be around Phil Collin? He's depressing, dude.
Can you just put a shirt on, man?
Yeah,
you're making
bro.
Us look bad, bro.
He's in his 50s and he looks like a 21-year-old, you know, kid on the beach, bro. It's really amazing. I just found it, you know, kind of funny that he's, oh yeah, I need a year to get ready. Dude, you don't need a minute. Guns N' Roses, by the way, Slash says he's frustrated. He says, it's frustrating because we would be on the road right now. The whole GNR tour from March all the way through September, it's obviously canceled until next year. And then we don't even know for sure what's going to happen next year. So that was frustrating. I had a cat who was really sick, and it was sort of a blessing that I was home to be there for her the whole time that she was sick. And I had to put her down, actually a few days ago. But it would have been horrible if I had been gone and my girlfriend was left to deal with it all on her own. So there was somewhat of a blessing there. And it's been good to be with the kids and just sort of be around. So those are the small blessings. I try not to complain. I just sort of deal with it. But the frustrating part about it is being home and doing nothing but housework for a couple of months. And so there, can you imagine Slash doing housework? I just, does Slash go, is Slash washing his clothes and he still has his hot hat on? I'm just wondering. I just got to know. Does he walk around with a mop or does he put on the hat? Is he sitting in his chair, in his ease, in his recliner with the hat on, the glasses, and that, you know, the remote? Slash, I got to tell you something. Let me ask you something, Bill. Because this is an easy question to ask pretty much.
Slash has got 50
any
Roombas.
Old fan, okay? All right? Any old fan, it's easy to ask him this. Who is the athlete that in your eyes sweated the most in any sport?
Oh, wow.
There's only one for me.
You know what? They talk about Ali, the fight over in Africa,
okay.
That it was like,
anybody else?
Super.
Who stood out to you with sweat?
Oh, man.
You're going to kill yourself when I say it. You're forgetting the person. The most obvious one out there. It's coming in on the text line. Like, you guys got it, like, right away. Like, there's no athlete that sweated more than that guy in his entire life. Nobody. Nobody.
He looked like a rainstorm just dripping.
Bro, every time you went to the foul line, the towel kid had to come out with 8 towels.
Oh, man.
It's Patrick Ewing, dude. Anyway.
My Georgetown guy, man. That's
Patrick Ewing. Okay. I'm telling you, because if you've never seen him up close, Slash and Patrick Ewing, they come from the same mother. No, seriously. I mean, if you had Patrick Ewing and Slash and you connected hoses to their bodies, you can put out a skyscraper that is inferno. Okay?
You need to have a flotation device because of the amount of sweat.
The Southeast Towers at 55 floors or whatever it is, I'm like, if that was on fire, Patrick Ewing and Slash could sweat enough to turn off that fire twice. Okay? I'm just telling you, if you've seen Patrick Ewing sweat, I just want you one time, go up close and watch Slash for 2 hours shred. And I crap you not, you're wondering how he does not get electrocuted from his guitar. Okay? Seriously. I've stood there watching him because he is probably one of my favorite performing guitarists in the world. He's one of the greatest. But I'm saying in performance, he is one of the top three because he shreds from the second he takes the stage till the end. He is a show on himself, but because he's constantly shredding, I have never seen a musician sweat like him outside of Patrick Ewing. That's all I'm telling you. Check out Slash up close, and you will see a man sweat like you've never seen before. Whenever I have him on one day, I am going to, we're just going to talk 10 minutes of sweat. I have so many questions for him about the sweat. Because I've never seen any. He's picking and sweat's flying off his fingers. Like as he's picking his guitar and going all, you'll see just sweat coming off every pore in his body. And by the way, he's got a smoking hot girlfriend too. She takes pictures all the time. When he travels with Slash and all that, the Slash and Miles, I'm forgetting his last name
now. Is it Kennedy?
Kennedy, Miles Kennedy, his girlfriend tours with them, and you'll see her in the background always taking pictures. She's a pretty girl too. I mean, you know, you would expect Slash to, you know, have a pretty girlfriend, but I just found it, you know, Slash is the one guy, dude, that guy can sweat, brother. I mean, that guy sweats big time. So we got Kanye saying he wants to run for president. Mike Shinoda trying to promote a CD running for president. You can now go to Ozzy Osbourne's merchandise. That's right. Go to his web store on the Ozzy Osbourne website, and now he has launched his presidential merchandise. He's got a variety of T-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and lithographs. Think about this. If you have Ozzy and Kanye on the ticket, I mean, compared to Biden and Trump, I mean, listen, if we're going to pick any of those two losers, why not actually pick Ozzy or Kanye? It would be entertaining as hell. I mean, think about Ozzy on the presidential podium every day doing a coronavirus update. You won't understand one word the guy says. Now, the good thing is maybe he can perform instead of having like the state of the address. He'll just like perform Mr. Crowley or something. I can go with that. But if you want to get your Ozzy Osbourne for president T-shirts, which, by the way, they look pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting one, right? Ozzy for president? It's not bad. Can you see him eating like a bat and then spitting it out at people when in the acceptance speech? I love it, man. I mean, there's so many ways we can go. Kanye West, if Kanye West is president, they've got to watch out with all signs because obviously, you know, he likes running into signs and stop signs and things like that. So you got to be careful with Kanye on that one. I don't know. Kanye would also be an entertaining president. I tell you, that's one that I can go with. Now, the other story that I like, and I'm trying to inspire somebody locally here to help me out. All right, fits in the tantrums. All right, I can make your hands clap. Right? So fits in the tantrums have joined the growing list of bands testing out drive-in concerts this summer. Tuesday, July 7th, which was 2 days ago, yesterday, the band announced 3 socially distanced concerts in Southern California, 1 in Ventura and 2 in Anaheim. The one in Ventura and Anaheim, you can come see us in our first drive-in shows next month. Pre-sale starts on the 9th, and it's at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. That'll be August 29th, and then September 5th and 6th at the City National Grove of Anaheim. Third Eye Blind, by the way, is also playing a drive-in show in Ventura on July 25th. So I'm trying to inspire a business locally that can do a drive-in concert, and let's go, man. Drive.
I don't think it would matter who's there, right? You're going.
It doesn't matter.
Go to a concert, right, at this point.
I want to go to a concert, but no, I'm not just going to go to any concert, dude. It's got to be a good concert. Okay. I want to see a band. Like, I go see Fits in the Tantrums. I've seen them before.
Okay.
I love Fits in the Tantrums. They're good, man. I saw them open up for Young the Giant over at Bayfront. It was awesome. It was Cold War Kids, Fits in the Tantrums, and Young the Giant. It was an excellent show. I'd never seen Cold War Kids, and they're actually pretty decent. I enjoyed them. But Fits in the Tantrums, excellent. Although the guy kind of dresses like a bum. It's weird. He came out and he didn't look like he showered. It's kind of odd. But it was a great show. Great show. Love Fits in the Tantrums. That's an enjoyable concert. But please, somebody, give me a drive-through concert. I need one. So I ran into this article on Loudwire, and they put together the 25 great American rock bars in this country. So I'm going to read the list for you. Maybe some of you that are watching, you've been to some of these. I've only been to one out of the 25.
What?
Yeah. Belly Up in Aspen, Colorado. The Blues in Phoenix, Arizona. The Duck Room. It's called the Blueberry Duck Room in Missouri. The Bluebird in North Walnut Street, Bloomington, Indiana. Bonds 007 in San Antonio, Texas. The Continental Club in Austin, Texas. By the way, send me a text there if you've been to one. Any of these that I've mentioned, the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix, Arizona, the Dirt Bar in Houston, Texas, Duff's Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York, the Earl in Atlanta, Georgia, southeast part of Atlanta, Empty Bottle in Chicago, Illinois, the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, High Dive in Gainesville, Florida. How about that? A Gainesville bar made the top 25. The High Dive is one of Florida's best rock bars, having undergone some renovations in the recent years. There's now a large amount of permanent seating, new lighting, upgraded backstage area, and bathrooms, and refinished bars. You know, when they got to mention the bathrooms, they must have been really crappy. The band's playing lean, more rock, though you'll get acts from other genres booking gigs at a High Dive, too. Launchpad in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Melody Inn in Indianapolis, Indiana. Neurolux in Boise, Idaho. The Auto Bar in Baltimore, Maryland. Pappy and Harriet's Pioneer Town Palace in Pioneertown, California. The Rainbow Bar and Grill. You've been there, Bill. I've been there. That's where we...
Ron Jeremy's sitting there waiting to rape somebody.
We saw Ron Jeremy there at the Rainbow Bar. Red Star Rock Bar in Tampa, Florida. Never been to the Red Star Rock Bar. It puts the emphasis on the bar with the locals coming in for drinks and the cozy red contained bar area. Saddling up a stylish bar stools or grabbing a booth, the nods of rock heroes are seen throughout the bar where portraits of Morrison, Plant, Page, Joplin, and more hang. You can keep these things rocking, picking your favorite selection on the jukebox. There's an outdoor performance area with live music on the weekends, and karaoke will bring in a crowd during the week. The Rockwell in Baltimore, Maryland. Sabbatic in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. St. Vitus Bar in Brooklyn, New York. Now, the St. Vitus, they have their Instagram site, and it's pretty popular. And they have interviews all the time, too. They do a podcast and everything. Scout Bar in Houston, Texas. The Silver Ballroom in St. Louis, Missouri. Those are the 25. How about that? No Churchill's for us locally, and Churchill's is an institution for us, but I can understand why it may not be considered one of the great rock bars. It's just a historic place for us.
It's a dive.
No Troubadour, no Viper, no Whiskey a Go-Go, no Stone Pony. And I've been to the Stone Pony. I think the Stone Pony is really cool, and especially the Stone Pony inside, but then they have the outside stage in the back. And that outside stage is badass. I'm just saying.
That's Bruce Springsteen's hangout, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it just that's kind of weird.
You know what? Those four you just rambled up, those were the ones I was like, how? Those are all-time places, man.
I know. Yeah.
Come on.
Super Boom Shack put the Orpheum in Ybor City. I've been to the Orpheum. I've been to concerts in the Orpheum. You have too, right?
Yes.
That's a nice place, too. I like the Orpheum. But again, I haven't been to these places, so I don't know what the 25 greatest rock bars are. You know, there's probably a lot of really cool ones.
Before you meant, you would think that history would be on your side, that you would make it by default because of that.
That tells me that it's not just the historic name and the time. The place must be really cool. Like these places.
It ain't a dive like our Churchill's, right?
Right. Although Churchill's now, when was the last time you went to church? Went to Churchill's.
Okay.
You have a
Johnny
local?
Two Chords, my buddy's band.
But how long ago was it? It wasn't long ago, right?
A year and a half.
So you've seen the new Churchill's.
Yeah.
It's closed up. It's got AC. They got the back. It's cleaned out. It's got different areas to hang out.
Yes.
When we went, it was a dive.
Well,
there was no AC. You'd sweat your ass off. I mean, when you went to Churchill's back in the day, dude, you were going to sweat your ass off. I mean, it was bad, bro. Now, Churchill's is...
Well, you were talking about the one place in their bathrooms. Churchill's bathrooms are still
God.
Churchill's bathrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still bad. Yeah, they're still bad. Yeah, you're right. You're probably better off finding a spot outside the bar. And outside the bar also. It's not nearly as bad as it used to be 20, 30 years ago. We used to go for rock, man. It was crazy. Oh, man, I love it. All right. Sports news is in shambles. Why is it in shambles? I don't get it. What do you mean by that? Fill me in on that. Anyway, you got there a little music news for you on the program.
A little. That was a lot, brother.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot. Oh, I do have some. You know what? I did not say I did not give out any of the music history that I did have. Did I save it? Where is it? I don't think I saved it. Damn it! I don't think I saved it. I thought I saved it. My bad, folks. I thought I had saved it. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened with I gotta see what's when you said everything's in shambles. Is there anything breaking that I don't know about right now? You guys find out about something? Ravens will limit attendance to less than 14,000 people at home games. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's all crazy. It is crazy because you think you're gonna get people in the games. The Ravens don't know if fans will be in the building when they host the Browns in week one of the 2020 regular season, but they do know they won't be at full capacity if fans are allowed at M&T Bank Stadium. The team sent an email to season ticket holders on Wednesday informing them they are limiting attendance to less than 14,000 people due to safety protocols put in place to deal with COVID-19. Stadium has a capacity of just over 71,000. To offer a proper level of safety for fans who want to attend games, a reduction in capacity is necessary. Dick Cass said, the president of the Ravens, "We are disappointed that this will be our disruption for many ticket buyers, but we have an obligation to our fans and our community to keep M&T Bank Stadium as safe as possible." Think about this. They're talking about something in September, and they already think that they can only put 14,000 in there. And that, you know what it is? It's the NFL in their best scenario situation, and what they're doing is they're setting you up to tell you you're not going to be able to come in anyway. Because eventually, they're not going to put the 14,000 people in there. At the pace we're at right now, I mean, we had, 900 and some odd, 900 and, let me see how many deaths yesterday. It was like 930 or something like that.
I saw yesterday that the projections are by November 1st, we'll have 200,000 deaths.
993. We almost had 1,000 deaths yesterday with 55,442 cases, which, by the way, we surpassed Brazil with 48,000 cases, although they had 1,300 deaths. So, you know, it's great. And right now, okay, let's see. Right now, let me see what they have reported. Right now, we already have 337 deaths and 23,397 cases. And it's 148. Scary stuff, man. Scary stuff. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side right here on the Big O Show.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.